Elda Whiting Brown. Autobiography. A new red brick home, one of the best in town, was all moved into ready to receive a new baby. There had been three boys in a row, Ernest, Ralph, and Lynn, so a baby sister thrilled the two older sisters, May and Martha, and even pleased the four brothers. I remember this lovely red brick house, my first home, with the lace curtains at the windows, the big cupboard full of pretty dishes, especially the red ones, the porch with the white railing and the big lawn and fruit trees and bushes that I loved. When I was three, a little red-headed sister came to our house. How I loved her, and still do. My next home was a little two-room lumber house in St. John's, Arizona. The long 6-week trip to Arizona was fun for the children. We could ride where we pleased, in the new buggy with mother and grandma, in the wagon with father, where we would play dolls and games on the beds and hear stories. Evening was like a big party, as we all sat around the campfire, sang songs and had more stories. I will never forget, when we crossed the big Colorado on the ferry. Father bought land and a farm at the meadows 7 miles below St. John's, where Grandma and Grandpa Isaacson had lived. We spent our summers there and these memories are a choice part of my life. We always had good horses to ride. I could ride as well as my brothers. No wonder I still like to ride today and take pride in my horse amigo. Few people have the privilege of living in as many places as we did and still maintain a home in St. John's. When Father went to work on dams, roads, bridges, etc., we all went along in the summer and back home for school. Later we moved to the homestead and the sawmills at the mountains. Some people go on vacations, we went to the mill. All of these homes were good. My childhood is such a happy, lovely memory. Our parents didn't believe in whipping and didn't seem to need to. We were disciplined, in a strict way without being whipped. What happy times we had at meals. Even though we had only bread and gravy, it tasted the best, as we listened to, and told all the interesting things of the day. How we laughed and enjoyed life. School began a new adventure for me. My first teacher was Leela Kemp, a very good one. This class was in the southwest corner of the old academy. I always liked school except for 1 year. I got good grades in everything but spelling, and that year I had a teacher who cracked us on the knuckles with a ruler for every word we missed. I hated school, teacher and all that year, but didn't improve in spelling. I was always called Pa's pet, I guess because I always went with him to do chores, work in the garden and bees, to the farm, fishing and after wood. Our ice cream parlor was the gathering place for the in crowd. They liked to stay after they had eaten and visit and have fun. I worked in the store as long ago as I can remember. First, when I was only big enough to call, Ma, you're wanted. Then all through the years until Eddie bought the store, I worked for him summers and after school. After I was married, I worked for Eddie a lot, and then we owned two stores, a general merchandise and a variety store. Every day of my high school was good. I am sure that small town schools form a special friendship that lasts through life. My best friend was Eva Overson Tanner, who lived across the street. I have so many pleasant memories, but there is a pang of sadness to think she had to die so young. I am sure the young folks today, with all their modern conveniences, do not have as much fun as we did, with our parties, candy pulls, dances, hayrides and church socials, operas and plays. Albert and I were in the first class to graduate from 4 years of high school in the St. John's Academy. There were three boys and three girls. I went to college in Flagstaff, Arizona in 1917-18. Albert was there, and I guess that's why I went. My romance began so early I had best not say when. My first real date with Albert was to May's wedding dance, when I was 9, and then off and on until we were married. When Mother told Eddie I was going to quit work and get married, he said, "My word, who to?" Min was the only one who knew there was never anyone but Albert for me, and she made life miserable. We were married at home in St. John's, Arizona, on March 19, 1918 by Pres David K. Udall. Then we went to Salt Lake and were married in the temple. We had a wonderful trip, seeing places and visiting relatives. We went to see Grandpa Isaacson in Ephraim. He was 91 years old, and was reading from the Bible without glasses. He told us many of his experiences. Soon after we were married, Albert was called to go into the army, as we had known he would be, but when he went to report that morning, they wouldn't take him, and put his name farther down on the list, when they saw he had two brothers overseas. They had done this a few months before, when he tried to enlist. We thought he would have to go any time, but the war ended before his name was reached again. After we were married, we moved to the homestead. Albert worked on the mill, hauled lumber and farmed. We took a homestead down below Ralph's and sold it later. Albert took road contracts, built bridges, canals, etc. He farmed and had cattle, and we still own these. Albert and I both got teaching certificates and taught school. I taught 19 years. I liked teaching the best of any work I have ever done. When we had three little girls, Albert and I were both teaching, so we went to UCLA in Los Angeles to summer school. Min, Effie and Murray went with us, eight in an old Ford. Albert was appointed postmaster in 1934, and held that position until he passed away. Our first contribution to the Whiting tree was Geraldine, our lovely little first girl. I still thrill at the thought of her. She has never given us any worry. Elma, our second girl, was just as lovely and so different. She still has her own ideas, and is so friendly and happy and finds the best in each day. Everyone enjoys going to her house to visit. And next is Nuthel, our third child. It is funny how you can be just as thrilled with the third baby. What a joy it was to live with her and to know her, both then and now. Then we had our fourth daughter, Lewin. What had we done to be so blessed? This one, if possible, was even more lovely and such a joy. Next we had a boy. We could hardly believe it. He was a wonderful black-haired baby boy we named Jack. I never knew until the day he was born how much his daddy had wanted a son. Number two boy, Quinn, was perfect in every way, and no baby was loved and enjoyed more. He was taken from us in less than a year. Phil was our third son, and no baby was ever welcomed more than he was. We all needed him, and he helped to fill a lonely place. With his frankness and candor, and ability to make friends, there was no place for complacency in our family. From the time he could talk, we had to be on guard, whenever friends or even the ward teachers came to visit. The things Phil said have become legendary in our family. Then came Brent, our fourth boy, who was quiet, determined, studious and lovable. He fit into the family of older brothers and sisters without allowing himself to be spoiled or pampered. All of our children were married in the temple. Elma filled a mission in the Central States, and the three boys went to Brazilian missions. Albert passed away in 1961. He loved life as much as anyone I have ever known. He enjoyed ranching and farming. He was postmaster for 27 years. Our life together was a joy, because we shared so many things. Whenever Albert wanted to go to the ranch or farm, I would drop things and go, too. I worked in the post office with him, and when we had our store, he helped to order and to keep the books. We enjoyed our trips together to see our families in other places, such as the postmaster conventions.